to the issue of housing and the latest plans by the government to try and solve the housing crisis and particularly, I suppose, the rental crisis, which is directly linked to that. With me in the line, I've got Independent Deputy Danny Healy-Ray. In relation to the government's recent plans that council tenants would be allowed to rent out rooms tax-free for up to €14,000 a year. Deputy Healy-Ray, good morning to you and thanks for joining me. Before we get to the issue of this latest plan from Dara O'Brien, will you be watching the coronation at the weekend?
I'm sorry, Jerry. I didn't even know when it was happening, when it was on. So I had something that was happening this weekend, but I don't know the time frame, or I'm not interested. I have enough to manage and carry without my things. And I tell you the truth. And when we're talking about housing, that is the more serious issue that has dominated the Dáil Éireann for the last 6 or 7 years since I was lucky enough to be elected and to go up there. But it has dominated practically every day we've been up there. And this latest scheme that they're coming up with proves to me one thing, Jerry, that the government won't sort out the housing problem because when they're trying schemes like this and no input put into it or no background work done with local authorities and, in our instance, Kerry County Council, I mean, it shows to me that they're not at the races at all. They don't know what they're doing. And they've lost control. I asked the junior minister up there, what was this about yesterday?
This plan, Danny, yeah. Just by the way, this plan is the government, what they're hoping to do is add the equivalent of 28,000 homes across the country by allowing council tenants to rent out rooms in their houses. They'd qualify as other people would privately owned homes, €14,000 a year, tax-free under the rent-a-room scheme, and they've agreed at Cabinet to extend the scheme to all housing types, including local authority homes. You're saying not a runner. What did the junior minister say to you?
Well, the junior minister said to me, if I should believe him, that he didn't know anything about it. That's the God's gospel. I met him in the corridor,
yeah.
And I was looking forward to meet him. He actually told me that he didn't know anything about it. He just knew
it's a new plan. Yeah,
but he knew nothing about this new plan. Only he was aware, all right, of the thing where private house owners can rent out a room or whatever, and then 14,000 tax free. Was not aware that was being extended to local authority houses. And I mean, it just shows, Jerry. There's an awful lot of work to be done. Who's going to operate that scheme? And I know myself when I'm dealing with people, local authority applicants, housing applicants. I'm dealing with tenants and all the problems that arise there. And we'll say you have the applicants. Wonder if they could get a two-bed house instead of a one-bed house so that somebody, when they're sick, could stay with them and they'd have a place to stay with them or to monitor their medication or whatever. And that invariably is turned down. That's more often than not, it's turned down. And I know of cases where there are families overcrowded and they can't get a transfer. It's way harder to get a transfer, Jerry, than to get a house forced off if we're out in the street or whatever. It's way harder to get a transfer. And you could have up to as many as 11 people in a three-bed house, and they still won't get a transfer. But here we are, nevertheless, with this proposal. And at the same time, the person they got rid of when I went up there 7 years ago was they got rid of bed sheets, which were a viable option for many youngsters that go to the cities or whatever. Because, to be honest, sorry, they're only 3 or 4 hours in the room anyway. They're out late at night, they're out early in the morning, and maybe they were sharing a bathroom. But it seemed to work for everyone. They made that illegal, and they're trying everything. They're trying to get house owners not away from the Airbnb system. They're trying to tax farmers out of their land in Killarney at the present time if they don't agree to sell it. And there's no one trying to, around to buy these places.
And you're saying these plans won't work. And specifically, is your concern about this, the traceability of it, the allowance of people in council houses to do it, or the resources in the local authority to process all of this? Because I'd imagine they'd have to be involved at some level. If you're a tenant and you're subletting a room, you'll have to notify the council, I'd imagine, and get a sign-off on it, I'd imagine, for this plan to work.
You will, of course. And look, I don't begrudge anyone to make a few bob. The more people that make money, the better for everyone. And people help people to pay their way. But you have to be realistic about these things as well. Like, I mean, what's known about, tenants there, every year, or maybe more than once a year, they get a letter in the post to declare their income coming into the household, to assess their rent, or to see if they're paying in the local authorities' eyes, to see that that their rent is adequate. And in the tenants' eyes, they give them a chance, if someone has left the household or whatever, to reduce their rent. So that's an ongoing thing. So where is the work being put in with the local authority to give them more staff to deal with this these applications? Because I know they're not there. I'm on to housing every day of the week, and maybe several times a day, and Councillor Maher and Councillor Johnny on as well. And I know what's involved in housing, and it's a very intricate and a very involving operation. And there's great credit due to Kerry County Council with the resources they have, because when you see a situation where, up until the other day anyway, there was 30 houses vacant in Killarney, 3 houses vacant in Guineawille, and these have been vacant for 3 or 4 years. And we're talking about doing all these gymnastics things, but it just doesn't make sense, Johnny.
Are they not, Danny, in fairness to it, are they, and I take the point you're making about resources, and maybe they have a plan for that, and maybe these things will take time. Are they not looking for what is known as a quick win? An easy thing to do, or a supposedly easy thing to do, to open up these rooms to alleviate the worst of the crisis right now, and to say to people who are already in homes, they know whether they've got a spare room or not, they know if it's occupied or not, say, look, this is a handy way to make extra money, and it may end up getting some people out of pressure and some people into accommodation. Would that not be a good thing if it was to work?
Well, sure it may do, but why not do all the things that they could do and could easily do? You see where private house owners are getting out of the renting business because of the reasons that if you're only getting 600 or 700 euros a week rent, and that's what's available, that's all you'll get. And pay half of that in tax, then, if we're over 36,000 income in our other dealings.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one way. Why not give them the same as they gave house owners to all the Ukrainians? Allow them to earn up to 800 tax free per month, like. And then why not do something about all the vacant houses that are around and entice people to do something and to rent them, and to ensure by some means or other to put confidence back into people's minds that they can get their house back when they want it, because that's the biggest blockage of people wanting to get out of the renting business. So I mean, there's a whole, and then the other thing, Johnny, and this is a very real issue, Kerry, if you're a young couple there, or a young man that wants to build a house for himself, it's nearly impossible now to get planning permission in the county of Kerry because of all the things like the national primary routes. You can't access them even though they have an existing entrance. So much more of Kerry has been made areas under urban generated pressure. I had a lady the other day, she's only 1 mile where she bought a site or is buying a site from her parents that she wants to live beside. She's been told no, because it's an area under urban generated pressure. And they're 10 miles out from the town. They're in the sewerage. There's nothing there. And these people just want to put a roof over their own heads. They can do it. But they're being forced into towns. And they know the story in Kimmare. There's no development being built in Kimmare for the last 15 years because the sewerage isn't adequate.
Yeah. And in fairness, that is being done. That has got permission. And that is being done now. So at least that problem will be alleviated. But that's contributing to the delays and pressures that are there right now.
What about all the other places up to, as far as Rasta?
Yeah.
I can go to every town
that need works done. Okay, Danny, final point. A caller says, rent a room if you're a council tenant, tax pay up to €14,000. Will they have to pay local property tax? And if the person falls or gets injured in the house, who is liable? More questions. And look, on that, Danny, you opposed the Social Democrats' increase to the vacant property tax. And they're saying, look, that would have worked and would help the housing. What's your view on that?
I didn't hear what you said there, unfortunately.
Just on, you opposed the Social Democrats' proposed increase in the vacant property tax. They were saying, look, that'll fix or help fix the housing crisis.
I did, of course, and I'll answer for everything that I do about that. All right, so you've a family out there, and your mother and father are after dying in the old house, and you're waiting for your son or daughter to come along to occupy that house at a later stage. So, like, it's inside in the yard where the farming is going on, where you'll live yourself, and you'll be asked to pay a vacant property tax on this. God almighty, Johnny, so that's not fair at all to people in rural Ireland. They're thinking about streets above in Dublin, and let them deal with Dublin separately, so if they want to. But I can assure you, Johnny, that that wouldn't work down here in Kerry or be fair to people in Kerry. And there's people that have houses vacant for different reasons. There's people in nursing homes. There's people in every situation, and the houses aren't fit to house people. And at the same time, we want to charge them tax for having them, for leaving them idle. There are many reasons, and that just wouldn't work down here, and I couldn't support that because it wasn't a fair option.
Okay. To your mind, it's in rural Ireland, they're not working for rural Ireland. Okay, Danny, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for giving us your views on that. That's Deputy Danny Racing. The latest plan by the government to allow council tenants to rent out rooms will not deliver the 28,000 housing options that they're talking about, will not be workable. The local authorities don't have the resources. That was an interesting question asked by the listener, saying if someone falls or gets injured in the house, who is liable? Is it the tenant or is it the local authority? In relation to it, I'd imagine that's another thing that has to be signed off on by the local authority if this plan is to work.